there, right? You're,
all right. Hey, Peter, would you state your full name and how old you are?
What's your whole name? How old are you?
My full name is Peter Yeramer Moyen.
And how old are you?
Six.
You're six. Wow. Okay. And can I tell you my full name and how old I am?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my name is Steve Thomason. And all right, are you ready? Mm-hmm. 55 years old. That's pretty wild, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that old.
What?
What's one thing you're doing every day while y'all are staying at home?
Other than the weekends, I'm doing school.
Yeah? Are you doing it on the computer?
No.
Are you?
We're doing breakdancing.
You've been doing breakdancing? Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You're really good at it.
This was Peter's his introduction to the family.
That's awesome. What do you like about breakdancing? You don't know? Yeah. Hey, are you getting up at the same time every day as you did when you went to school?
No. I'm sleeping in more.
You're sleeping in more. And do you stay up later or do you go to bed at the same time?
Not really. We basically go at the same time.
Maybe a little bit later.
Yeah, a little bit later.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But you're sleeping in more.
Yeah.
Hey, are you helping cook any of the food that your family's eating?
Yes.
What are you cooking?
What did you make this morning? You made the toast.
Toast.
Yeah.
And eggs. Did you make cookies yesterday? And cookies.
Yeah. What's your favorite food of all time?
Other than a candy, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? Do you like broccoli?
No.
No. I don't know too many kids that are 6 years old that like broccoli. Some do. Do you like pizza?
Yes.
Yeah. And you like mac and cheese too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you like potato chips?
Huh? Potato chips.
Some kinds. Some actually, kinds. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And do you like cauliflower?
No, unless it's roasted.
Roasted cauliflower. That's pretty cool. Hey, Mariam.
Hi.
You too. Hey, what's your day like? Tell me what you're doing all day since you're having to stay at home.
Same as me, and other than break dancing.
What do we do after we get up?
Have breakfast. Then do break dancing.
Yeah.
And then I do school.
Yeah. What do you miss most about not being able to go to school?
My friends. And recess.
Miss your friends and recess?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to talk to any of your friends?
On Wednesdays, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
What did you do yesterday to talk to your friends?
Yesterday we went on Zoom and I talked to my friends.
Awesome. Yeah. Is there anything that makes you sad today?
No.
No?
Red dress.
Is there anything that makes you particularly happy today?
No.
No? But you're just generally happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. Is there anything you would want grown-ups who might listen to this to know?
Not really.
No? Is there anything you would like to say to any of the grown-ups that might be listening?
No, not really.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your mom or dad?
Thank you for teaching me.
Thank you for teaching me.
Well, I think that came from Ms. Mariam.
Yeah. Sister is suggesting that you ought to say thank you for teaching me.
Yeah.
Are there things you learned that, are there new things that we're doing that you never did before? Before the COVID thing?
Yes. I'm breakdancing in baseball.
Yeah.
Playing baseball?
So yeah. Tell Dean and Steve about some new things you've learned. What did you learn recently that you love?
Baseball.
Where do you play baseball?
In the backyard. But we usually go to a big open field because it can hit the ball really well. So
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to hit it or throw it? Which one do you like more?
Hit.
You like to hit it. Do you hit?
What kind of ball do we play with in the backyard?
We play with a wiffle ball. Yeah. But we have played twice with the softball.
Yeah. Oh, we have tons of space in the backyard, right, Peter? It's huge.
No.
No. Right? So we've learned we can play baseball doing what? What do you guys like to do when you hit the ball? What do you do after you hit it?
Yeah.
So you discovered you could play baseball even in a tiny little space?
Yeah. So... That we'll lose a lot of balls.
Yeah, I've had only a few times.
Not true. A lot of times.
Yeah.
Hey, when things open back up and you can go out,
exactly. What's
the first thing you want to do when you're able to go anywhere that you can go?
Have play dates with my friends.
Yeah. I bet you really miss them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter, can you tell Dave what kind of the weird things we do in COVID? What other thing did you just start doing with Leah?
Another thing I just started doing with my friends and with my friend is going on Zoom or going on FaceTime in talking about Pokemon cards that we have.
So you get to talk with friends on Zoom about Pokemon cards?
Yeah. Or at least with my friend.
Yeah. What's his name?
Leo.
It's your friend Leo. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many Pokemon cards do you have?
At least 100, probably more.
Oh, wow. Okay. And do you have a favorite one?
Yeah. Maybe that's a project. Maybe we should count Pokemon cards. Seems like a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do. Maybe we'll count some Pokemon cards, Peter. What do you think? Yeah.
Peter, I love your hair. It's going great.
Can you tell Dean Steve what we have to do to your hair now in the morning or when you're at school? What do we have to do with your hair?
Put in a ponytail.
Yeah?
Yeah, it distracts me.
Yeah. It's great. Maybe.
Good. Yeah. We may have to buy some cutting scissors.
Mm-hmm. Some of us don't have that problem.
Do you have any questions for Dean Steve? No, do you want to ask him what he's doing?
What are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm actually taking a lot of time meeting with people on Zoom because we're doing a lot of stuff at church still, and or not at church, but with people in church. And so there's a lot of meetings and such with that. And I love getting to see people, even if it's on Zoom. And I'm spending time in my yard, too, not playing baseball, but I'm tending to my flowers.
Do you want to ask him what kind of flowers he has?
What kind of flowers do you have?
Well, I have several different roses that are just beginning to bloom. And the azaleas are in full bloom right now. And the tulips have been great this spring. And there's also a few dandelions around. Those are not really my flowers. They're weeds, but I can't get them away. But they're part of the deal, too, dandelions.
Cool. That sounds pretty. Do you want to ask him if he has any snails? Tell me you did for snail.
Do you have any snails?
Do I have snails?
In your yard.
In the yards. Yes, there are snails, and I have to watch them because they like to eat the hosta plants. But I try to keep them away from the hostas.
Peter, do you want to tell Dean Steve why we asked about snails? What did you do with the snail?
So I found two snails. And we made a terrarium. We put a snail in it.
Yeah.
We in it.
Is your snail still alive?
And they're still alive.
They are still alive. That's cool.
What do you feed snails? What did you learn that you feed snails?
You feed snails eggs, eggshells, strawberries, and or lettuce.
Lettuce or strawberries or eggshells. I didn't know. Yeah.
You need to give them eggshells.
What do they use it for?
They use it for...
What do they have to make for themselves? Gotta make a house, right?
Yeah.
What kind of house do they make for themselves?
A shell.
That's right. They need the calcium for it, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So that's a biology experiment, and it's a way to learn about different animals, even snails.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you want to say before we finish up?
Maybe we could ask him what he's going to do with the answers.
What are you going to do with the answers?
So I think we're talking to a few different kids about your age. And then Miss Kelly is going to take all of these recordings of your voices and put them together in some way to share it out so that people can hear your voices, even when we can't be with you in church. We'll be able to hear your voices still.
Would you like to say anything to the people in church that since you can't see them? Nothing in particular. Ellie is
saying something.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, thank you for taking time with me.
Say thank you. Thank you, Dean Steve.
Thank you. Dean Steve.
You're welcome. Thank you. Y'all take care. Okay. Have a great day.
Bye.